This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning to you on this Friday. Here is the probing question, partly because my stomach is growling. Producer Pete, chicken Big Mac, yes or no?
Yes. Is that that's the first I've heard of that.
It's a thing. It's a new thing. Chicken Big Mac. And wow. I mean, I don't normally eat fast food, but I think a chicken Big Mac sounds absolutely delicious right now.
Why not
a breakfast sandwich? Can we turn it into a breakfast chicken Big Mac?
Make it biscuits instead of the buns.
That would be amazing. Could you imagine going into McD's on a Friday morning and saying, hey, I'd like the chicken Big Mac, but can you put it between two biscuits?
See, that could be a hidden menu.
I'm so in.
That could be a hidden menu item.
Now, the only thing is I despise mayo. I will eat a lot of things. I won't eat chicken feet, as we've previously discussed, and I will not eat mayo because of a really bad experience, which you do not want to hear about on this Friday morning. However, if we can put the kibosh on the mayo, if we can 86 the mayo, I'm all in with the Big Mac, the chicken.
I'm surprised it's taken this long for something like that to come about. I mean, with all
two all chicken patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
With all these creations that have come out, they've had chicken as the bun on some sandwiches. I mean, I'm surprised it's taken.
Have you ever
had
a pretzel bun before?
Oh, I love pretzel buns.
Good. Okay, here's the thing though. Our phones are spying on us right now. And you know what's going to happen? The second you open up your phone and any type of a website, there's going to be an ad for the chicken Big Mac.
I'm going to get...
You said yes.
I have the app.
Have the app?
The McDonald's
app. McDonald's has an app?
They have an app.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to have it. You know, fries
much more
are,
hardcore than me.
Yeah. So I bet you they'll have an alert for it.
Oh,
it was in the next
absolutely.
15
minutes. They're going down to... In fact, you just wait. In about the next 30 minutes, I will open up my social media or change pages on my social media, and there will be an ad for the Chicken Big Mac. But I'm okay with that. I think I'm going to try it. I'm going to rope the hubs into doing something that's not so healthy.
That's excellent. That is an excellent idea.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now I'm into it. Now.
Happy Friday to producer Pete, who is heading with his family to Legoland in a few hours. That sounds terrific. I'm actually taking Princess Leia to get an oil change after the grocery store, which does not sound that terrific. But if I can work a chicken Big Mac into the routine there somewhere, I'd be okay with it. And actually, I think I'm needing some calm because of the way that the weekend started. And for us, I kind of extend the start of the weekend back to Thursday night. I enjoy the Thursday show. We usually have a ton of energy, a lot to talk about, but come on. We could not have possibly bargained for the two moments that we would get within a couple hours of each other. So now, typically, I apologize as in sorry, not sorry, for the loud music we have on Friday mornings that wake you up. We're trying to get a pep in your step. It's Freaky Friday. Let's go. What, you don't need music this morning. We've got something entirely different, but you're about to wake up.
Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
Here's Mooney in motion with Cousins, and they're going to gun it, and it's caught to Daryl Hodge. 35-30.
Take it, baby.
20, 15, 10, 5, bang. Drive home safely. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the game, Kadaryl. Are you serious?
A walk-off for Kadaryl Hodge and the Falcons.
Oh, terrific. Those two moments, a couple hours apart. Now, I know if you are an early riser, you may not have seen them both. Maybe you didn't see either one, but the games were going on for a while simultaneously. What I found out since, well, I found out a bunch since, but something specific, and this appeals to me because I am a pumpkin everything girl in the fall. Did you know Pete Alonso, and we'll backtrack to the Brewers and Mets and what happened before that home run. Pete Alonso has adopted a playoff pumpkin for the Mets clubhouse. It's called the playoff pumpkin. And as the tale goes, he went to a farm in Wisconsin while they are there for the Brewers series, picked the pumpkin himself, and has adopted it now as their playoff pumpkin because they're big into gimmicks and this is better than humping each other on the field, okay?
So Grimace.
Grimace was another one. They're big into these types of gimmicks and crazy things. And now that they have advanced in this series with a couple of, you know, situations in which they've had to come back, games 1 and 3, he is all about, and the clubhouse is all about, the playoff pumpkin. Have you seen it online?
I have not. I had to take a look at it. Another gimmick.
I'm going to Google it. Playoff.
These big teams, they have gimmicks.
Mets. The Mets have gimmicks. This is what's happening.
You know, I looked up something. I saw a stat. I have to share it with you.
Okay.
About the Brewers. The last 9 teams that have eliminated the Brewers in the postseason have all gone on to the World Series. 6 of them have won the World Series.
That's painful. Why are you piling on Milwaukee this morning?
They deserve it.
No. We don't root against teams.
I'm saying this because the Mets and Brewers had a big series in the beginning of the year.
I don't care. You're not a Mets fan right now. You're a national sports radio producer.
Just saying.
No, we're not rooting against you, okay. Milwaukee. Okay. Pete does not speak for me. You know that half of my family comes from Wisconsin, right? So
yes.
Yeah, okay.
You're right. I am sorry to Milwaukee that you lost to 6 World Series teams. I apologize.
That's painful. Here, if you go to our show Twix at Amy After Hours, Pete will retweet this. It's Pete Alonso getting soaked in their postgame clubhouse, and he's introducing the Mets playoff pumpkin on SNY. So this is the Mets home TV network. He's introducing playoff pumpkin while his goggles are up on the top of his hat. Of course, he's a nut, but you know what? He's also taken a ton of criticism. There were actually people who wanted to bench Pete Alonso before game 3, who wanted to lower him in the lineup, wanted to lower him in the order because he wasn't coming through with runners in scoring position. And the deal is that, yeah, there are other guys on the Mets roster, the Mets lineup, who weren't coming through. And they had gone 15 scoreless innings. I'm sure that was hard for Mets fans to stomach. I mean, the Brewers pitching had been terrific since the second inning of game 2. But they'd gone 15 innings without scoring a run. They'd had multiple opportunities with runners in scoring position. They weren't able to get the job done. It wasn't just Pete. But Pete is the face of the franchise. Pete is the home run hitter. Pete had not had a dinger since September 19th, and a lot of the pressure is on his shoulders since he wants a big contract. And whether or not the Mets were planning to pay him before this home run, I am damn sure they're going to do everything possible to pay him now, because this was the signature moment of his career. This now eclipses the home run derby. And I know he was terrific in the home run derbies. Actually.
We needed something to eclipse the home run derby.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm actually watching the celebration right now on MLB Network TV, which is up in our studio. But props to the Brewers, because they were terrific. And for a while, they had the corner on the Game 3 drama, the corner on the market for Game 3 drama. This was a scoreless affair. Winner take all, final game of the wild card round, scoreless until the bottom of the seventh inning.
3-2 coming. Fly ball, right field. Bowers, a pinch hit solo homer, 1-0 Brewers. Pitch, fly ball, deep right, back to back.
Listen to that crowd.
In Milwaukee.
First of all, props to Jeff Levering, who is along with Bob Uecker, the play-by-play team on the Brewers Radio Network. He lays out. He doesn't talk when he doesn't need to. Even on radio, there is no need to describe the fact that there's pandemonium in the stadium at American Family Field, because you can't hear it. That was phenomenal. And as much as I don't have any skin in the game, I just wanted a really good finish. We were getting that because of the pitcher's duel. Until that point, it had been scoreless. And back-to-back solo home runs for the Brewers set that stadium on fire. It was amazing to everyone but Mets fans. But there was still time. There was still time. Edwin Diaz comes in then and gets the final two outs of the seventh, pitches through to the eighth, holds the Brewers at bay. Now, it's Devin Williams who comes in for the Brewers in the ninth inning. Promptly walks Francisco Lindor. Not a bad move, considering he's the leadoff hitter and he's their MVP candidate, or he was until Pete Alonso went deep in the ninth. Anyway, Francisco Lindor walks. He works a walk. Then there's a line out, I think, or a ground out, one or the other. So he's got one out. Then he faces Brandon Nimmo, who is able to move Lindor to third on a single. So they've got runners at the corners for Pete Alonso. We're going to give you the Brewers version of the call with the Hall of Famer Bob Uecker.
And the pitch. Hit in the air to right. Deep warning track and gone. Peter Alonso just put New York on top in this one.
Is it me, or is the crowd nearly as loud for the Alonso home run as it was for the two jacks for the Brewers? I mean, he's the home radio team. He's right there with the windows open in the press box, and it's almost as loud. I'll give the Brewers home runs the edge, but it was almost as loud.
It might have been their collective groaning.
No way. Come on, play it again. Just the end, even, where he says it's, you know, the Brewers or the Mets have taken the lead.
And gone.
Listen to that crowd.
Peter Alonso just put New York on top in this one.
Those are not boos. That's cheering. And so I thought with a game three in Wisconsin, that there, especially when you don't know if there's a game three, that there would have been a lot more Brewers fans. But it's clear that Mets fans either made the trip, or there's just Mets fans everywhere, which I think there's Yankees fans everywhere. I don't know if there's Mets fans everywhere.
Mets fans are traveling lately.
All right. Good for them.
So, I mean, I don't know how much we're at this game, but it's pretty
evident. I mean, it's loud. Yeah.
There's a bunch.
It's definitely loud. And did you hear that Bob Uecker calls him Peter? Love that. Peter Alonso. Peter the Pumpkin Eater.
Peter Alonso just put New York on top in this one.
I mean, he's a classic professional, but I like that he uses Peter, especially now that we know that Alonzo is, in fact, a pumpkin eater. He is.
It's unbelievable. That's actually a great call by Bob.
Yeah, it's a great call. Yeah. Bob. These are always, I mean, the play-by-play announcers in baseball, they're terrific at storytelling and painting pictures. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Brewers still have opportunities in the bottom of the ninth, but not able to get a whole lot of traffic against the Mets.
Peterson ready to go to work against him. First pitch. Swinging a liner toward short. Picked by Lindor on one hop. Runs to second. One throws to first. Out at first. Out at first. Put it in the box. The Mets are out at the mound. Pouncing on each other. The Brewers may want to have a look at this just to be sure. But if this holds, this party is headed to Philadelphia.
Oh, the party is definitely headed to Philadelphia, playoff pumpkin and all. And so we end up getting three series in the divisional round that are all division matchups, which is phenomenal. So the Mets and Phillies end up being the last series that we know of, but we also have Tigers, Guardians from the AL Central, and then, of course, Padres and Dodgers in the NL West. And as much as I enjoy different matchups and different storylines, when you get to this point and you know familiarity breeds contempt, it's like a Yankees-Red Sox division series, right? Or, you know, pick two other teams that hate each other. Oh, Giants and Dodgers not that long ago. Or if you're inside the NL Central and you're talking about Cubs and Cardinals, that type of a matchup is amazing because there's so much history there. But this is crazy. Phillies and Mets have never met in the postseason. I would not have thought that possible given their storied history. The two teams are meeting in the playoffs for the first time starting on Saturday because of Pete Alonso's ginormous home run.
I'm just really happy I was able to capitalize on something out over the plate. I mean, it's just been such a great ride all year, and I'm just happy I could come through for my team right there. It's a really special moment.
It's been hard for him, you know, the whole year. And people talk about, you know, wanting more from Pete. And you look at his number, it's pretty good year, you know. Obviously, the standards and the expectations from here are, from him are like, he should hit 45, 50 homers every year. It's not easy, you know. He's still going to hit 30-some. He's still going to put almost at 800 OPS.
That's Carlos Mendoza defending his star. And I do appreciate that Mendoza refused to take any type of a flyer with Pete. He refused to hear anyone who said, maybe take the pressure off, move him out of the cleanup spot. Nah, he was there in the cleanup spot when it was time for him to come through.
As you watch that game unfold, and we're going to the ninth inning, facing one of the best closers in the game, and I'm looking to my right and I see Pete Alonso, I'm like, this could be it right here. You know, I said it yesterday. He's one swing away from making history. We need a couple of guys on, and there you go. Lindor gets on, and I was like, we just need one more guy to get on. Vientos strikes out, and then Nemo. And then you could see the whole time, the whole way. You could feel it.
We did it. We did it. We were able to look each other in the eye and say, let's go. Let's keep on climbing. Focus on the task at hand, and we finished the job. Now we got to enjoy this one and go to the next series and do it all over again.
You can hear the humor in Francisco Lindor's voice. He goes two for three, with that walk in the ninth, and of course crosses the plate on Alonso's home run.
Peter
the pumpkin eater. He was 1 for 11 in the series before that, and I think Pete could probably attest to this. Our Pete, not that Pete. Pete and Peter. I think one moment that fans were obsessing over was the double play in game two. As he runs to first base, he trips over his own bat, right? So it's just kind of going from bad to worse. It was just one of those microcosm moments that indicates how frustrating it had been. But he was staying positive. Mendoza felt the same way. His teammates believed in him. And he's now the first major leaguer ever. Okay, so we love history. First time ever a player has hit a go-ahead homer when trailing in the ninth inning or later of a winner-take-all postseason game. So we've never seen a go-ahead home run trailing in the ninth in a winner-take-all postseason game. How about that?
That's remarkable. I could have sworn it.
Yeah?
Oh, winner-take-all. No, that wasn't winner-take-all. I could have sworn if I had taken a guess off the top of my head, it would have been Gibson, but that, I don't think that was winner take all.
No. No, it was game one.
That was game one.
Yeah, so yeah. That was game one of the 1988 World Series. It was one of my earliest sports memories as a kid, as a fan, so I'll never forget that. Never forget. Vin Scully on the call. Never forget. All right. And I don't believe what I just saw. So Vin Scully on the radio, and then was that Jack Buck on the I don't believe what I just saw?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing moment, but not winner take all. So that's the significant part, is that it's never happened this late in a game.
Remarkable.
When you either win or go home. What is your can't-miss division series of 2024? We've got a poll up. In fact, we're doing After Hours NFL Game of the Week. We're also doing this postseason poll for baseball because we can. So retweeting now at A-Law Radio, but all of our polls and lots of videos and fun stuff like Kirk Cousins acting a fool. That was from his Twix account.
You like that?
We shared that on,
like that
on our show Twix as well at Amy After Hours. And that's where we're headed next. Thursday Night Football with its own dramatic finish. But Howie Rose on the Mets calls, amazing. He nailed it on radio, as did Jeff Levering and, of course, Bob Uecker. And here we are, full speed ahead into a four spot, a quadruple header on Saturday in the baseball playoffs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On fourth and four, Cousins looks. Cousins throws to the outside. It's caught by Mooney. Spin move, Mooney to the middle. Touchdown! Falcons get it to Mooney again for the score. 12 yards and an extra point away from tying this one up. Snap, placement, kick on the way. 53-yard attempt. McLaughlin drills it to give Tampa Bay the lead. 30-27.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
If you were looking for a shootout after what was primarily a pitcher's duel in the baseball game, well, you got a shootout early on between the Falcons and Bucks to kick off week 5 in the NFL. How do we get here? It's the first weekend of October. Wowzers. Week 5. And a back-and-forth affair that featured 7 scoring drives in the first half. I mean, both Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield, or as Kirk Herbstreit called him, Bake. At one point, he called him Bake. He said, that's what Bake just did. I thought it was funny. I don't know why, but...
I said, that's shake and bake. That's coming.
Oh, nice. I didn't hear that part. So he calls him Bake. Kirk and Bake were both locked in. They were really accurate. They were zinging the ball all over the place in the first half. And so, yeah, it was 24-17 Tampa at the break. Now, second half was decidedly different. Baker Mayfield and the Bucs only managed a pair of field goals. And so he was asked what the Falcons' defense did differently after the break.
Wasn't very good from what I've seen. It was a lot.
Just back in, they definitely weren't playing as aggressive. They weren't pressuring as much, kind of dropping back and making us, you know, work our way down the field. But like I said, got to capitalize, got to keep the momentum going and find ways to end up in the end zone.
So as you hear the two calls with Ian Eagle on Westwood One.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And Kirk Cousins able to bring the Falcons into a tie with his second touchdown pass to Darnell Mooney. That's early fourth quarter. But then, right away, on the heels of that, the Bucs managed one of their two field goals in the second half. So they're up 30-27. And this is when we get all the twists and turns in the final few minutes. Remember, it was Younghoe Koo who hit the 58-yarder, a career-long against the Saints, last weekend to give the Falcons that win, right? So Kirk Cousins drove them down the field, but not far enough. Koo had to hit from 58 yards, but he did. Well, earlier in this game, he missed one. And then in the fourth quarter, he has a 54-yarder that's blocked. And so the Bucs are still up 30-27. And this, to me, is the critical juncture. This is where I believe the Bucs lost the game. They get the ball back with a minute and 44 seconds to go. That's it. That's it. You get one or two first downs and you can run out the clock and you're up 30-27. But on the very first snap, Rashad White gets stuffed for a loss, a 3-yard loss behind the line. And so they're already behind the eight ball. And then they end up getting an offensive holding penalty that puts them even further in the hole. They don't even keep the ball more than 30 seconds. In 30 seconds, the ball is back in the hands of Kirk Cousins. And that, to me, is where they lost the game. We've seen Cousins do this now against the Eagles, last week against the Saints, even though it was a long field goal. And right away, with a minute 14 to go and the ball in his hands, he's firing away. He's accurate. He's using different receivers. Oh, but his most popular target on Thursday night, clearly Drake London.
Snap to Cousins. He's looking to cut it loose quick. Does. In the middle of the field, that's London. 8 seconds, 7, 6. Atlanta runs to the line now. Noozle up over the football. 3, 2, spike it. They did it with one to go.
Looking to tie the game. Snap, placement, kick on the way. The kick from Koo is good. Overtime in Atlanta.
Well, and see, here's the problem. Yes, they send the game to overtime. The Buccaneers miss out on the coin flip. Now, it's a misnomer that the team that wins the coin flip wins every time, or even the majority of the time. Maybe you're surprised to know it's only 50% of the time that the team that wins the coin flip ends up winning the game on that opening drive. But the way that Kirk was playing last night and the lack of resistance from the Buccaneers defense, it was pretty clear the two offenses weren't feeling the short work week, but the defenses were a step late, a dollar short, a step slow, a day late, a dollar short, whatever the phrase is. I suck at cliches. But they were the ones that were behind. They were the ones that were reacting, especially that Buccaneers defense. And after the game, Todd Bowles was talking about how they couldn't tackle. And there were a couple of critical moments where it seemed like they'd gotten the stop, but just couldn't finish the play. And so that made this even tougher. But honestly, the way that Cousins was playing, he goes 3 for 3 on that last drive, and we get a walk-off moment in football.
Pistol formation, motion man Mooney, Robinson in the backfield. The throw from Cousins, it's caught at the 40, moving upfield. Hodge, he could go! 10-5, touchdown! That is a winner for the Atlanta Falcons!
Man coverage, you know, he's able to kind of split the defense, and at that point, you know, there's a reason we have him on our football team, because he can pull away from people, and what an unbelievable play.
I know I had to step in. 5 went down. Hell of a player. I know I got to step in for my brother, for my team. I got to do what I need to do, take advantage of my opportunity. This game is a game of opportunity, and I made sure I took advantage of it, and Kirk trusted me, team trusted me. God was on my side. I just did what I had to do.
Crazy to think about Kadarius Hodge and his last two big moments. They're coming back-to-back weeks. He was the guy who fell on the muffed punt in the end zone when the Saints muffed it last week, and he scored the first touchdown for the Falcons in week 4. And now here he is in week 5. And yeah, he's out of breath there on Amazon Prime, but he's talking about how he had to step in and make a play. And he was talking about 5, Drake London. Now, London had a phenomenal game. A dozen catches, 154 yards and a score. He was catching passes that were coming in tight windows. He is so talented. What an asset. Along with Kyle Pitts, who also had a couple of really big catches. Darnell Mooney, isn't he the one that dropped the ball, though? On the final drive when they were trying to get into field goal range, he dropped a ball. I think he dropped a pass that hit him in the hands. I think if I remember correctly, that was him. So, yeah, they've got plenty of different receivers they can go to. And if you're looking at the box score, it may dawn on you or it may jump out at you. 5 different receivers had at least 60 yards. 5 different guys, and 2 of them, they were over 100 yards receiving. So it's pretty phenomenal to see. And Kirk Cousins, he has become this steady Eddie quarterback. And you put weapons around him, and he is able to slice and dice. I mean, I'm really impressed with the way he's fit into Atlanta. But it's not like it just happened with the Falcons. We saw this going back to the Vikings as well. So yeah, he's steadily become one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, you know what his ceiling is, okay? We're not talking about a guy who's going to go out there and dazzle you for the most part. We're talking about a guy who's going to stay within the system, stay within the plays, do what's asked of him, right? So he's maybe not the high reward, but he's also not as high a risk. He's just a really solid, mature quarterback who now has the franchise record 509 passing yards in a single game, actually bypassing a record that was set by Matt Ryan, who was honored last night by the Falcons. A career high, 509 passing yards for Kirk Cousins. So it's kind of funny to hear him talk about what was happening on the sidelines at the end of the game, right? So they win the coin flip, and he was talking about the chatter with his teammates on the sidelines.
The narrative on the sideline was, you know, we score a touchdown, game over. And I thought, well, yeah, but you guys are acting like it's easy to go down and score a touchdown. And with the way Red did it, I guess they were right. So that was fun.
And this game is all about confidence. This game is going out there getting better and better every single week. And that's what he's been doing since he's been back. You know, he's coming off a significant injury, and I've watched him get better every single week. And we kind of talked about it, what he went from Pittsburgh to he went to all throughout the games, and every single week has been better, whether it's been explosives, whether it's been execution, whether it's just a rhythm and routine with him and Zach and our offensive staff. I mean, he's just getting better and better. That's what happened today.
Wasn't very good from what I've seen. It was a lot of catch and run, and it was a lot of catch and run, 5-yard catch and runs. You know, we made these tackles against Detroit. We missed them this game.
So you can hear the voice of Todd Bowles, who called this a really tough loss. And Baker Mayfield, same thing. They had so many missed opportunities in the second half, setting for a couple of field goals, but really that 3-and-out, that was a mess.
Just back and forth. You know, obviously every time we got the ball back in the fourth quarter, trying to hit the mindset and tell the guys, you know, we need to finish with this, finish the right way, end with points, and put this game away. And then once they're driving fourth quarter, just realizing that we need to hit the reset button, get ready for overtime. Obviously not getting a chance to go out there just based on the rules, but not ideal for us.
They also had a turnover in the fourth quarter, as did the Falcons. So each one of them giving away a possession there. But this was a doozy. Quite a way to start this week five in the NFL. And if you didn't see it, Cousins was dancing around on the sidelines. I appreciate the fact that he is not afraid to make a fool of himself. He does not care. He does not take himself too seriously. So if you haven't checked out our show Twix at Amy After Hours, both polls are up there. The playoff pumpkin for the Mets gets introduced by Pete Alonso, and then you scroll down a little bit and you'll see a dancing Kirk Cousins. Again, couldn't care less what people think of him. In fact, remember the Netflix show Quarterback? And he's making fun of himself with the dad jokes and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, he doesn't care if you think he's corny or he's quirky or he's weird. He fits right into these locker rooms because of how hard he works and because he goes out there and he earns the respect of these guys delivering the football. So, yeah, kind of fun. Big win for the Falcons, who are now tied with the Bucks atop the NFC South. If you haven't taken our poll, the After Hours Game of the Week, of course, there are always other options. We've also got the Division Series and the can't-miss series, the absolute can't-miss series in your eyes. Coming up a little more on week five in the NFL, Derek Carr has in fact talked to Devontae Adams this week. Oh, okay. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Dexter Henry.
Infinity Sports Network, Sports Flash.
All right, thank you, Amy. We start with baseball, where there was a decisive Game 3 of the NL Wildcard Series between the Mets and the Brewers, and the Mets added another thrilling comeback to their 2024 story.
3-1 to Alonso. Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him.
That's Howie Rose of the Odyssey Mets Radio Network. Pete Alonso hit a go-ahead three-run homer off closer Devin Williams in the ninth inning, and the Metropolitans beat the Brewers 4-2 on Thursday night to win their NL Wildcard Series. With the victory, the Mets advance in the playoffs for the first time since winning the 2015 National League pennant. They move on to a best-of-five division series beginning Saturday in Philadelphia against the NL East champion Phillies. Thursday night football saw Kirk Cousins putting in work. The Falcons quarterback carved up the Buccaneers' defense, throwing for a career-high 509 yards and four touchdowns. His team improved to 3-2 on the season with a 36-30 walk-off win over the Bucks. In the NBA, with the trade becoming official between the Knicks and Wolves on Wednesday, both Karl-Anthony Towns and Julius Randle talked to the media on Thursday. Towns says he's looking forward to playing with Jalen Brunson.
Got to put the work in every single day, but he's an incredibly talented player. I think everyone knows that, so to be able to work with him in those situations is going to be fun.
Julius Randle, he shared his reaction on being traded from the Knicks.
It was a lot of emotion. You know, you spend a certain amount of time in a place, New York, you know, going there 5 years ago and, you know, having a goal in mind, you know, to accomplish a lot of great things and, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears putting into, you know, that organization uniform.
Knicks and Wolves play in the preseason on October 13th. I'm Dexter Henry.
This is the Infinity Sports Network. Follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Infinity Sports Network. That's Infinity Sports Network to follow us on Instagram.
Murray back to throw. And it is. Is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center. Steps back. Throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw. Looking. Firing deep. Go. For Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Touchdown. Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Kansas City.
And off to Eckler again. No. Herbert keeps it. End zone. Touchdown. Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Racking it up toward the top of the hour. Are you ready? Well, Devontae Adams may be on the move soon. I don't think it's this weekend, but he's not active with the Raiders because of the hamstring injury. Instead, we've got leaks about where he might go or where the Raiders might consider trading him. He wants to play with a quarterback with whom he has a rapport. Well, in the NFL, there's only two of those. Derek Carr is in New Orleans and Aaron Rodgers is in New York. And so, of course, Derek was asked whether or not he's talked to his old college teammate this week.
Yes, but not about what you would probably think. If you saw my phone, you'd probably laugh, you know. but, you know, because we're just friends, you know, like business is business. You know, all that kind of stuff is crazy. But, yeah, I mean, me and Tay, we always talk. So I know it's funny that we're talking this week, but nothing crazy.
It's funny that we're talking this week. I like how he says it. You can hear the smile on his face. All right, then, if you didn't talk about playing football, let's talk about it now. How would you like a reunion with Devontae Adams?
I would obviously, you know, welcome playing with him again if that ever worked out in our careers. You know, he did have 1,500 yards. I think I threw him like 12 touchdowns. So we didn't win as many games as we thought, but it wasn't all bad, you know. So we had fun doing it, that's for sure. But, like, that business stuff, like, we don't even talk about it. Like, you know, that stuff's so beyond our control sometimes that – and I'm so focused here. But, you know, would I like to? Everyone would like to.
I like that. Have a friendship away from football, which is why they've stayed tight all these years. Saints and Chiefs this weekend, one of the options for after hours game of the week. And actually, Pete, why don't we jump to Patrick Mahomes simply because that seems to work here. Mahomes finally in front of the media in the wake of the Rashee Rice injury, and you can hear it in his voice and just see it on his face, how upset he is that he was the one that took out his teammate.
I didn't notice it in the moment. I was more worried about trying to get the ball. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, just trying to make a play, and it happens whenever you're trying to make tackles. When I saw the replay, I felt like that I hit Rashee. I mean, I think that's pretty much all. I mean, I wasn't really worried about myself. I was worried about hopefully his injury and hopefully that it wasn't as bad as it looked because I was the one that hit him.
Yeah, this is real tough because of the fact that Rashee Rice was his top target. They've already lost Isaiah Pacheco. Of course, they don't have Hollywood Brown, but Rashee had become the Chiefs' number one guy, even in the early stages of the season. And now, even though we don't know if it's torn ACL, he's on IR, he won't be available for at least a month, but they're waiting for the swelling to go down until they can get another opinion, more testing done. And that is fairly typical for a serious knee injury. Still hoping for the best, but for now, they're going to have to play on without him, which is why I think Devontae Adams would fit there, but there's probably a snowball's chance in hell that the Raiders are going to trade him to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. That poll is up online. You can find it to vote for the game of the week at A-Law Radio, then our Facebook page as well. All right, moving back to where we were. What about the Cowboys? Could they possibly trade for Devontae Adams?
Personally, I have tremendous, you know, love and respect for Devontae. I had a chance to see him out there in Vegas in the preseason, so don't really know exactly what's going on there. But, you know, once again, we do feel very confident with our receiver room.
The Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend, also one of the options for game of the week in our poll. It's the Sunday night affair, and Mike Tomlin among those who would say he's part of the Dak Prescott fan club.
Man, I just got a lot of respect for Dak Prescott. I hadn't seen a lot of him. Funny enough, since he's been in the league, I think we've only played against him in particular one time in 2016. But I see a guy who is ultra competitive. Has unbelievable arm talent, natural leadership skills.
Pittsburgh Steelers coming off a loss last weekend, and for them, as well as for Dallas, kind of a critical juncture here. Even though right now they're sitting on top of the AFC North at 3-1, lost that game to familiar foe Joe Flacco and the Indianapolis Colts. So how can they do now against maybe some opponents that were considered tougher? So playoff teams last year, right? We've got the Cowboys now on the road at Vegas. And then Jets and Giants back-to-back. So they need to take advantage of these opportunities as they face this next month of games. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals coming off their first win. He has said he needs to play, quote, damn near perfect against the Ravens this weekend because they cannot afford to lose any more games. And he's looking at the line of scrimmage.
We know the kind of pass rushers and defensive linemen that the teams in the AFC North have. You know, they're the best in the business. Ravens, Steelers, Browns, they all have top-notch pass rushers as well as we do. And so you have to control the line of scrimmage, otherwise those guys are going to wreck the game.
Of course, Bengals-Ravens is a candidate for Game of the Week. And yes, the Bengals have got to string wins together too, similar to the Steelers, though for different reasons. Steelers need to take advantage of what they've got on their schedule. The Bengals just don't have any more margin for error. The Ravens are playing better now, and Lamar Jackson, along with a Derrick Henry that went over 200 yards of total offense last week, he likes the ways that they can put pressure on opposing defenses.
Man, just playing chess and not checkers out there on that field. And that's basically what it is with our offense, because any given game, you know, depending on what the defense giving us, okay, they stopping the run. So now we just air it out. You know, they stopping the pass. They go on cover two, cover four quarters and stuff like that. We running the ball. So it's like it's hard to defend us. That's what I believe.
Miami and New England is not a candidate for Game of the Week, though it's sucky for the Dolphins with all of their excitement over the season, wanting to build on last year and right now not having Tua Tagovailoa. Tyreek Hill, though, he's still thrilled. He believes in the team, and he's not interested in going anywhere else.
I'm just focused on right here and right now. Like, we got a beautiful team here, and I want to be a part of it. You know, we got a great situation here. My family loves it. I enjoy it. The weather's great. The fans are great. So we got a beautiful situation here, man. Obviously, you know, my parents always taught me, you know, control the controllables. And I only can control so much. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, we all know the NFL is a business. Whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? So moving forward, I would love to be here. I love being here.
I would love to be here. I love being here. Well, I hope so, because he just got paid. So that's probably where he's going to be, even though they right now are like a ship without a rudder, if you will. Though Odell Beckham Jr. returned to practice this week. Now, he had been on the PUP list and unable to perform physically, or I think even mentally. He talked about how his priorities just weren't football. So maybe OBJ is able to get into that lineup soon, though we don't know if he'll make his debut against the Patriots on Sunday, but he is eligible to do that. Right now, it looks like it's going to be Tyler Huntley again, right? That's where the Dolphins are at this point. So that's not one of the candidates for Game of the Week, but the poll is up. So you can find it at Amy After Hours along with the Division Series. Your absolute can't-miss game this weekend, so it's going to be nutso. This is October, right? But I'm still feeling like a chicken Big Mac could be the way to mark this weekend so that it's like no other in history. Yes or no to the chicken Big Mac? That's the question of the day.
Yes, and yes, and full report next week.
All right. If you will, I will.
Okay.
Let's do it. We are already getting tons of votes for our baseball poll. Our football poll, it's coming along, too. So we will check in with you Sunday night when so much has happened. You can be here or be square. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.